Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Most of us are familiar with the old axiom, use it or lose it. Whether it's exercising our bodies so we have the mobility and flexibility to physically go where we want to go, no matter what our age, or whether it's continually learning new things and challenging our mental faculties to remain engaged, interested, and interesting. Encore offers opportunities to connect with others and to energize lives through classes, outings, lunches, and special programs. Encore, which is sponsored by Clatsop Community College, is about exploring new concepts of retirement education. Today, we're going to learn about new and exciting classes you can be involved with, starting soon, from Encore Curriculum Committee Chair Sue Zarang and longtime Encore board member and KMUN volunteer Helen McDaniel. Thanks for being here today, Helen.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having us. We're really so glad that you give us this chance to talk about our program. We have been in action for about 9 years as Encore, and we offer people the chance to do things that life before, when we were active and working, didn't give us, and that is to read, to explore ideas, to explore new venues that we couldn't go to before.
It's just a wonderful mission. I love this idea of new concepts of retirement education. What is retirement anyway? And Sue, good morning, Sue Zarang.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Before we talk a little bit about Encore and how it all came to be, Helen, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Germany and came to the U.S. about 50 years ago. A new culture, new country, new way of life, and I'm happy to be here. My husband and I lived in various places in the world, in Iran and Okinawa and France. So when we finally decided to settle in Astoria, that was, to us, paradise. And now that we are retired and still physically capable of doing things, and we were looking for something to get involved in, so both my husband and I are, you might call us, consummate volunteers in the community. And that's how I got involved in Encore.
And Encore was an idea about, well, we have this community college, but a lot of times people don't want to take a class for credit. I mean, well, why don't you explain a little bit about how you got involved with Encore?
Yeah, well, my husband was teaching up at the college, and I tagged along with him, and I thought, gee, there's some classes I would like to audit, and you know, don't need credits, don't need any of this anymore, but just to see what's going on. And I took some history and some philosophy classes, and I found that it was really totally unfair to the young people to have someone of my age sitting in there and then saying, well, you know, when I read Plato, I thought this, and they would just glaze over. They haven't had time to do this kind of thing. So I had to admonish myself to keep quiet and sit in the back of the room and just listen. So when I saw an ad in the paper that continuing education at the college was looking for people who might be interested in setting up a special program for older citizens, for people who didn't need credits, who weren't preparing for a job or anything like that. So I responded to that and went to the meeting. There were about 30 people there. And Kitty Pino and Rose Aylesbury were the two that had gone to California, where there was such a program, and came back totally enthused about what we could do if there were people who were interested. So a sign-up list went around, like usual, and about 10 of us signed up, saying we would be interested in helping to form that. And the rest is history. We now have 135 members in the organization.
What I think is marvelous is that, I mean, this is for people who are 50 and older, and anyone can come if you're 50 and older. And it's such a, I mean, it's only $50 a year for a membership, and then the classes are free. I mean, if there's an outing, maybe there's a fee, a cost with that. But what an incredible resource in this community.
It is. It's really fantastic. The only expense, you pay $50 when you first join, hopefully in the fall. If anyone were to join right now, we only have one quarter left, spring quarter, and a couple of activities in the summer. Then we reduce that to 25. Then you join up again next August, and you will be a returning member. It'll be 45. So if you keep your enrollment up instead of 50, it's 45.
And we'll talk about, yeah, it's incredible. Well, yeah. We'll talk about with Sue about classes and things, but I want to also talk a little bit about how people learn and your experience of going to the college and saying, oh, you know, I don't want to take a class. I don't want to for credit, nor do I really want to, though, be with, you know, disruptive in the classroom. But you want to have a conversation. You want to have mm-hmm. a discussion because we know that we can all enrich our lives by reading books
right.
and watching films or whatever. However, that there's nothing that compares with human connection and discussion. And mm-hmm. even Plato said, how do I know what I think until I hear what I
That's
say?
That's exactly it.
And so you have to speak. I mean, you have right. to under you. And when you talk, you engage and you learn. And that's why you have these classes for discussion purposes, right?
I just got done reading a really fascinating book, Riding the Iron Horse. It's a travelogue, in a way, of a fellow, Paul Theroux, who traveled in China for 1 year. And I was just dying to share this with somebody. You can't just read it and, okay, fine, now I'm done with the book. You want to share because it's such a great book and such insights into a culture and into the way of thinking in China. And this is what we do. We have a book group, for example, in Encore. They choose one book, and that's where an expense comes in. You have to buy your book. And they read this, and then they discuss it. We have the same thing as going back to Plato. We have a philosophy class that takes different shapes each quarter. And we get to read, and we get to discuss. We get guided in saying, for example, well, this may seem that way to you, but look at it a little bit closer, or look at it from another angle, and you see a different aspect to it. Which you can't do by yourself.
There's nothing like a good argument or a good friendly argument, friendly discussion. And Sue, let's talk a little bit about how does the curriculum come to be, and tell us about your role with Encore. And tell us about yourself first.
Well, my husband and I moved here in 96. He's a crab and tuna fisherman, and that allows me to do this. I was at the college from 97 to 2001. I finally had to graduate. I was having an awful lot of fun in the biology department, but then I figured, oh, it was time to kind of move on. And that summer, Helen was involved in organizing this, which came to be known as Encore, and asked me to if I wanted to get involved, and I did, and I've never looked back. I've always wanted to devote at least part of my life to this because it's so fun.
Well, the great thing is that there are amazing people in this community, people with incredible backgrounds and histories and experience. And so I know we talked a little bit before we went on the air about the fact that you need professors, you need students, you need people who want to be involved with Encore and committees.
And we do.
But there are people who have life experience who can teach a class.
Indeed. We have such an array of teaching staff, of instructors. We have just this term, we're going to have two new classes by men who have amazing academic backgrounds. Wayne McVeigh is going to teach a class called A Population and Aging on Demographics. He was a demographic professor at the University of Alberta for, I think, almost 40 years and has now settled near Seaside. And that will be at the Seaside Library on Thursday mornings from 10 to noon. Frederick Dust is going to be teaching a local oceanography class. And he also has an incredible academic background. And we don't require this by any means. All you have to have is enthusiasm for a subject and want to share it. But we're very fortunate that people who have come to this area or who have lived here all their lives often want to share what they know and what they're very passionate about. So we're always on the lookout for people who want to share what they love and just get in touch with us and we'll get a proposal out to you and you can let us know what you'd like to do.
It looks like there are three terms. There's fall, winter, and spring term, and a term is an 8-week period of time, and then you actually offer like 8 or 9 classes each term.
Per term.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the spring schedule. What classes are going to be coming up this spring?
Well, on Monday, there's my particular love, bioanthropology. This will be part three. This is the end of a year-long kind of obsession for me. Paula Duncan at the college gave me a bioanthropology textbook last year, and I fell in love with it and fashioned a class around it. And we're hoping to culminate our three-term experience by a trip to the Primate Center in Beaverton in the first part of June. So we're looking forward to that.
If someone listening doesn't understand that term, would you explain
bioanthropology?
Yes, explain
well,
what that really means.
Anthropology is a huge, vast subject. And bioanthropology focuses specifically on the more biological aspects of it rather than archaeology or paleoanthropology. We want to learn about humans, about human behavior, human history, and so that's kind of primarily what we focus on rather than linguistic aspects or cultural aspects.
All right.
Then on Tuesdays, we're going to have Rita Lindstrom has organized an incredible art studio tour class. We're going to have 7 or 8 tours of our local artists who have been willing to share their studios with us and tell us about what inspires them. We're going to start at Dots and Doodles on the 13th of April.
They're terrific. I love those people. Dots and Doodles is a wonderful thing in this community.
And then Earhart Gross will teach Mormonism, the American religion, one of a series of religious classes that he has taught for us in the past, and we're looking forward to this one. Local Oceanography on Wednesday mornings with Fred Dust. We're going to really do some science. He's looking for 4 hot plates so that we can do some experiments, and that's at the Senior Center. And then on Wednesday afternoons, to kind of tie in with that, Rick Soler, who is kind of our resident science guy, who did a lot about astronomy and has started focusing on climate change. So this term we're going to focus on oceans and climate change. So we want to tie in with Fred's class as well and see what we can learn about that. Then Thursday, as I said, Population and Aging in Seaside at the Seaside Library with Wayne McVeigh. And then in the afternoon, this was a class that we have had this last term. We were just kind of trying it out and loved it. Becky Reed is teaching calligraphy. And so we've had beginning calligraphy, and this term we're going to have practicing calligraphy so we can kind of work on our skills and welcome new people. And she always has really gorgeous, fascinating projects that she introduces us to. And on Friday mornings is our book group, as Helen mentioned, and maybe she'll chat up her book. But this term, they're reading The 13 American Arguments, Enduring Debates That Define and Inspire Our Country by Howard Fineman. And this term, they'll be meeting at the Josie Pepper Center at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon on Friday mornings. And they always have lively discussions.
That brings another question up, which is, where are the classes and how long are the classes? Before we talk about that, though, let me just do a quick station ID. If you're listening to this program, you are listening to KMUN 91.9. And this program is Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and my guests today are Helen McDaniel and Sue Zerang. They are both involved with Encore, which is a marvelous program here for people of people anywhere in this area, anywhere you're listening. I suppose if you are in Australia, that would be a bit of a trek to come for an Encore program. But anywhere in the area you can hear this program, you can come and be part of these workshops, programs, lunches, a way to connect with other people, a way to have discussion, a way to obviously we know that the brain needs to be kept flexible and healthy, and the way to do that is learning new things. And they're proving that that's helpful with aging. So, all right, where are these classes held? It sounds like they're held all over the place.
They are. We have a number of different venues. Mainly, we're centered at the Astoria Senior Center. Monday,
which is right downtown Astoria.
Right downtown. Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesdays. It varies per term. And Wednesdays are the days that we're generally there. Thursdays, we're in Seaside at the new library in the community room. That's a lot of fun. And then on Friday, like I said, this term, we'll be at the Josie Pepper Center in their meeting room.
And the classes are typically a couple of hours?
2 hours, generally.
Okay. So 2 hour classes. And Helen.
Yeah, one thing we have in our, we have no tests in our classes.
Oh, okay.
So there's absolutely no pressure. If you have the time to do the reading, if there is reading involved, fine. If you don't, nobody's going to mark you down for that. If you need to skip a class, we try to have each class pretty much self-contained, if that's possible. Because, you know, at our age, you have doctor's appointments and you have to go here and there or you visit the kids. So the attendance is not always 100%, and that's fine. Our instructors know that and they work around that.
It's really for the pure joy of learning.
It is, indeed. Totally.
Indeed.
What have been some of your favorite classes, the two of you?
Oh, mine definitely. Our youngest professor, who is not even able to be a member. By the way, we give a free membership to people who teach a class for us. But he's not eligible. He's not even 50.
He's barely four.
He is a professor of philosophy and comparative religion at McMinnville's Linfield College. And he comes here to teach for us. And he's been doing several classes. This last quarter, he taught one Southeast Asian classical thought about Sanskrit, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And he's planning something again for the fall for us. And he is just absolutely riveting. He's a wonderful instructor. And that has to qualify as one of my favorites. But then we have a retired professor from California, Cal State, I believe, Dr. Steve Burke, who teaches literature, history through literature for us. He will choose one book and teach us the history of the time. For example, we read Sinclair Lewis's Oil. We talked about the history of oil in California. Again, just absolutely wonderful classes.
Well, I have to say, last term, two of my favorite classes taught by the same person, Ben Cadman, in Seaside. Mm-hmm. He had 4 weeks of orchids, and we had a tremendous amount of fun with that.
Wait, 4 weeks of orchids?
Orchids, yes.
Orchids. Oh, about orchids.
He brought orchids into the library every week. He showed us how to take care of them, repot them. He gave us each our own orchid, which we're all trying to coddle and keep alive. And that was most entertaining, and we saw films on orchids, and we learned a lot about orchid shows, things of that nature. And then Ben, who is a merchant marine, taught a class on the merchant marine, and really
the history
of the merchant marine, but really kind of set us straight. I was actually the only one who hadn't lived through the Second World War. There were a lot of veterans in the class, and they were able to recall what the merchant marine meant to our country in the Second World War, and how they were never really received the kind of honor that perhaps they deserved. And so it was really quite an emotional 4 weeks of learning about that.
Yeah. And that brings out one thing. If we have a problem, Sue, I think it's that we have so many interesting classes and not enough time to attend them all. You know, I wasn't able to make it down to Seaside for the orchid class, for example. And you really have to think hard and make a choice each quarter.
Retirement as we know it, as we have noted in the past, no longer exists. I mean, I think we have to coin a new phrase, really, because not only are people, 60 is the new 30 or something, and people are just much more active, and they have a spirit of volunteerism, and especially in this area, I notice there are just so many people volunteering for so many worthwhile causes. However, this nurturing, stimulating, the brain cells that is offered by taking classes like this and engaging with other people in lively conversations, that really is very, very important. It's a tribal thing. It's part of our DNA.
Yeah. And as you're mentioning, that retirement is not the way it used to be. That will be addressed by that class we have this quarter.
Population aging. Okay, right.
He will talk about the demographics not only in the United States but all over the world. People are living longer. They're older. At least this generation has more resources than ever before. And so what is needed to keep these people, this group going, is totally different from anything we've ever experienced before. And then the younger generation will have to deal with that. What do we do with these old folks? You know, they're not quiet in nursing homes and just content with the TV.
Send them back to school.
Yeah, they're asking for more. And so institutions have to change their attitude toward that. And that should be a very interesting class.
Sue?
Well, Encore, as much as I like to talk about the classes are only part of what we offer. We also have a huge social component as well. And I think Helen could probably tell you about that. But our membership and promotion committee, headed by Madeline Goebel, has done a marvelous job of setting up the socials and the activities that we also enjoy.
Again, a tribal thing. People want to connect with other people. You can read all you want in your home privately, but you need to get out and work and talk with people.
And then we tend to kind of gravitate toward the classes of our own interest. So they're members we never see. And in order to get over that, we decided to have a social activity once a quarter. We have a get together. It may be a picnic. It may be we may have some entertainment, a speaker or something, whatever we're able to conjure up. And it's for the entire membership and everybody comes. It's a 2 to 3 hour. And guests, you can bring guests. It's totally free. So anybody who's interested in that one is our next one. I believe it's
June 11th. Our recognition social, where we will try to honor the people who have helped us this year, who have volunteered their time.
Since we don't pay our instructors, they volunteer their time, just like everyone on the board and our committees. We're all volunteers. And for a little thank you, we have a recognition get-together in July.
June,
I'm sorry. And it's at the Warrenton Community Center from 1 o'clock?
1 to 3.
1 to 3 on June 11th. And in August, we have a total membership get-together. Everybody September. Again invited. September is our annual meeting when we choose the new board. And hopefully get lots of volunteers for the committees, new people.
You're a 501c3 under the college. The college sponsors you. However, so you're governed by a board.
Yes.
You have committees, like you have the membership committee, you have a curriculum committee. And so the way that the listening public right now can be involved, there are several ways. They can think of it. If they have life experience or they have an academic career, some topic that they really want to address, they could volunteer as a teacher, they could be a facilitator of a class.
Yes.
You can be a student and just come to the classes. You can join Encore and become a chair and help get involved with one of the committees.
Right. And people have joined, for example, for just one class. That was all that interested them. And that's fine, too. You know, you don't have to attend everything and be everything. But we are affiliated with the college. And there's something else. In that connection, a group of 21 of our members are going to Ashland at the end of April to attend 4 plays. And that is together with the college. And we're looking forward to that. There'll be about 30 of their students, 21 of ours, and we'll be all mixed in the dorm at the college, and it should be fun.
That is a great partnership with the college, and we just have a couple of more minutes left, so I want to let people know how they reach you.
Well, the easiest way to sign up or to get information is to call Paula Duncan at the college, 503 338-2408, or you can call Madeline Goebel, the head of our Membership and Promotion Committee, 503-325-3330, or you can check out our new website, our web mistress, Kitty Pano. It always keeps it up to date and interesting, and that is www.encorelearn.com. All small letters, encorelearn.org.
And I'll leave those phone numbers here at the station if you want to call after the program. But so again, people who want to have ideas for classes and they want to talk with you about these ideas, and so how far in advance do you develop classes? So your spring classes will start April 12th. You will end then, and then the summer there will just be some social opportunities, and then you'll start again in September.
Indeed. And we're already working on the fall classes. You know, you get a connection. Somebody says, oh, I know, we're looking for someone to teach aspects of music, anything that they're interested in, classical music, ballet, symphony, whatever. We had a wonderful music teacher for several years.
Joan Dolph,
and she's no longer able to be with us in that capacity. So we're looking for somebody new. If anybody has an interest in music, he or she would like to share. We are working on things like that even now. I mean, Sue is totally involved. It's a 12-month job, and she's been doing curriculum now for 2 years and done an excellent job.
Well, you both have twinkles in your eye because you're just excited about life, excited about learning new things, and that really is what keeps us happy and healthy in all ways. It truly does. So,
definitely. And you know that you're doing something that doesn't only benefit yourself, but it benefits others too. So we've made friendships, we've made connections, we've shared things. You know, it's all around beneficial. It's not just a one-time deal.
Healthy community. You're helping foster a healthy community through these classes and workshops and lunch programs and all the things you do.
Yes, but lunch, I have to say one thing. We could not exist if it weren't for the wonderful support of the college. The college helps us with all our printing, with our scheduling, with sending out a newsletter. We send out a quarterly newsletter. And so if it weren't for the college and the help we get from Paula Duncan from Lifelong Education, we go under her umbrella, we couldn't do it by ourselves. So that needs to be mentioned.
One of the best ways to find out about us is to go to Lunch Bunch.
And oh, yes, that one.
it's published when and where, and it's once a month, and then you can meet one of our members.
If you want more information about Lunch Bunch, about Encore, about opportunities to participate in the classes, visit their website, call their phone numbers, and I will have those here at the station after the program. Thank you so much, Helen McDaniel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan Rang.
Thank you, Donna,
thank
for
you,
having
Encore.
Us.
Thank you, Encore. Thank you, Classical Community College. And thank you, David Paul, who is the engineer for this program today. And I want to thank Michael Bruin, a local talented banjo instructor, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focus on those good things, expand those things, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.